This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro. You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Places, please. The Daily Mix Show is on deck. Guitars plugged in. Drums ready to go. Chickens.
They're a clucking.
Other animals. And action.
This is the Daily Mix Show on The Rock with Taryn Daly and Steve Miggs.
While listening to the Daily Mix Show, please refrain from any unnecessary finger gesturing.
99.9 KISW.
Good morning, Rockaholics. Happy Thirsty Thursday.
It's not Friday yet.
It's Friday, Junior.
The longest week ever.
It's Friday light.
Okay.
I just wanted to brag really quickly that my chickens they're doing it. I mean, not like doing it, but they're...
I need to get some sexy music playing.
They are in great production mode right now.
We have audio of them right now. Oh, there are the chickens.
I am going to give some partial credit to the new rooster, Tacky. I think he's really encouraging some egg production because 2 days in a row, we had 4 eggs laid.
Wow.
Yeah, wow.
Well, look at you, Brad.
Wow. I know. Should we make an omelet this morning, guys? What do we do?
No, throw them at cars.
Oh, yeah. Of course.
Yeah.
That would be just the rudest way to express how wealthy in eggs I am.
Do they often lay eggs early in the morning? Is there just like a set time? Like, is it just like, or is it just willy-nilly? They're just popping eggs out of them.
I mean, usually the first half of the day, but sometimes you might get an afternoon egg. You never know. But usually it's the first part of the day.
Yeah, Daddy, you never know.
You might get one.
City folks just don't get it.
Well, one of these days I'll make you guys a famous Taryn Daly frittata. You'll love it.
Oh, my God.
Time to inform the Rockaholics.
Knowledge is power.
So give us 5-ish minutes and we'll give you some interesting stuff you can talk about at work. This is the Daily Migs download,
aka the DMD.
Here's your daily dose of doings happening in the world.
And the DMD is brought to you by Palace Lawn. Today it's a day to celebrate one of the greatest treats of all time, and that is popcorn. It's National Popcorn Lovers Day.
We are in a popcorn phase in our house right now. It's Barrett's favorite snack.
We're also in that phase, but we're in that phase 12 months of the year.
It's always.
Always. Popcorn is at least once a week we're enjoying popcorn. Shout out to our buddies over at Lumberjack Popcorn,
yes.
Some of the best popcorn. And on top of that, some of the best damn seasoning salts.
I was just going to say that. We put it on top all the time. It's so great. I put it into the bag and then shake it around.
I'll be honest. I don't even use it for popcorn. I put it on other stuff. Like, they have like it's a pickle,
yes,
seasoning. I'm putting that on like all of my lunches. It's amazing.
I'm getting hungry.
Yeah. Yeah. So shout out to Lumberjack Popcorn. They're good people. Also good people. You're Seattle Kraken. I don't know about you. I was watching the game, and they won in overtime. I'm like, I've never needed the Kraken to win more in my life. It's been like, just like a week of bad news, bad news, bad news. And I'm like, I know it's stupid, but that's what sports does.
Yeah.
Gives you a little bit of an escape, and while the Kraken haven't really helped us escape much reality recently. But, man, what a great win. And Brandon Montour scored 4 seconds into overtime, which is an NHL record. Here's that moment.
Off the draw. Here it is. Montour.
John Forslund's got to get his crap together. It was 4 seconds,
yeah,
not 5 seconds.
Yeah, come on, man.
That was amazing. I was like, what an awesome... The place is rocking.
Oh, yeah.
Also, Yanni Newman, he's a rookie. First game with the Kraken, scores a goal. Matty Beniers had a goal as well. But Brandon Montour on defense, 4 points. I know we're getting excited over one win, but you know what?
We'll take it.
It was just a fun game, and it's fun to see the young prospects. There's a bummer to see a lot of those guys that we love go, but it's giving an opportunity to some guys that have just been kind of doing great in Coachella and in the minor leagues and bring them up and see what they're made of.
This is our year.
I mean, maybe not, but they're playing again tomorrow night. They're at home taking on Utah.
The Seahawks are making moves. They agreed to some contracts with defensive end DeMarcus Lawrence and wide receiver Marquez Valdez-Scantling. DeMarcus Lawrence is a 4-time Pro Bowler, and they've got him on a 3-year, $42 million deal after 11 seasons with the Cowboys.
And everyone's like, he's a beast. He's this, he's that. I'm like, that's awesome. And then I'm like, oh, this is season 12 for him. He's coming off of an injury. But a lot of people believe that he's still got gas in the tank.
MVS, he's on a 1-year, $5.5 million contract. I know, right?
MVS.
So cool.
And JSN, he's gonna help. And MVS.
It's like, it just was meant to be. He's going to help fill that void, but because DK Metcalf is no longer on our team. Tyler Lockett is no longer on our team. Those were, you know, departures that were felt very hard.
I heard a lot of good things about this guy. He's like, you know, he's kind of a big dude, 6'4", but he's super fast. So he's like a deep ball guy. But then they also said he has some ball dropping issues. And I'm like, he's only 30. He shouldn't have that problem.
Right? Come on, man.
Apparently he drops the ball a lot. So, I mean, I hope that gets figured out as a Seahawks wide receiver.
Well, then the Rams ended up releasing Cooper Kupp, who's from Yakima. Did he go to Eastern?
Yes.
Yeah, went to Eastern. A lot of people are hoping that the Hawks will pick him up, but they're also talking about how old he is. Because what is he, like 32?
He's so old.
He's so old.
I mean, they might as well just, like, you know, just put him out the pasture. It is so funny in football terms. Like, even with, like, the guy with the Seahawks, the defensive end, which I think is going to make our team better on defense, which is a good thing. But he's 33, and I'm like, man, that's so old. And
so
I'm like, wait a second. What I would do to be 33 again? Anyways, what are we doing? Oh, yeah, that's right. It's weather. 46 degrees. It's going to rain today. That is the DMD brought to you by Snoqualmie Casino, and that's what's up.
Yesterday, we were able to celebrate the life of radio great and former KISW morning show host Bob Rivers. He passed away on Tuesday at the age of 68. Yesterday during the show, we got to chat up Kevin Martin from Candlebox, who joined us and shared an incredible story about the times that he got to work with Bob. You're going to hear all about that at 6:20.
The Daily Mix Show.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Yesterday, we were privileged to celebrate the life of the great Bob Rivers, former KISW morning show host and just all-around stellar human being.
Yep.
And if you missed it, you can go back and listen on the podcast, the Daily Migs Daily Podcast. We lost Bob on Tuesday at the age of 68.
And the outpouring of love from all the rockaholics, then also some of his coworkers and friends and just and musicians as well. It was like I didn't know how yesterday was going to go, but it turned out to be an incredible celebration of Bob's life. And I think I got a nice message from Andrew, his son, that really appreciated the tribute and also all the great things that the listeners were saying. And he really appreciated that and then offered to eat some edibles with me and go to a concert. So,
Sounds awesome.
In true Andrew Rivers form. What a great guy.
Well, you noticed that Kevin Martin of Candlebox had commented on one of the posts about Bob, and we ended up getting in touch with Kevin. He came on with us yesterday and shared an amazing story about working with Bob. Check it out. Kevin Martin of Candlebox is with us now. Good morning, Kevin.
How are you guys? Sad day.
It's a very sad day. It's been nice, though, to celebrate Bob with playing some of his twisted tunes and some of his favorite, yeah, you know, some of the bits that we remember and taking the calls from the listeners that had that he had such a profound impact on. When you mentioned that, like, you had a connection with Bob, I was like, man, I would love to hear that story on the air. So I really appreciate it that you're taking some time out to chat with us and just want to hear, like, your thoughts, your memories, and how you're feeling about Bob Rivers.
Well, you know, Bob, he was so supportive of so many of the Seattle bands. You know, I mean, I think he came to KSW in 89, I think it was. You know, we were just starting out, and, you know, a lot of the music scene, the younger bands, Sweetwater, Green Apple, Quickstep, us, you know, that weren't around when Alice and Nirvana had formed, you know, he was just really a positive force in that. And, you know, I mean, I used to listen to the morning show just to hear his twisted tunes.
Yeah.
You know, I loved them. And he asked me at one point to do the ground control to Grand Space Station Mir, I believe it was, when that space station was all messed up and, you know, had people call in and guess who the singer was because they wanted me to sound like Bowie. And, you know, I mean, it was cool. He was just a great, great human being. And I always enjoyed seeing him. I always enjoyed speaking with him. And we actually recorded Mountain Song by Jane's Addiction at his studio out there. And yeah, he was, we spent a lot of time with Bob and I have just the greatest memories of him. He's just a sweetheart of a human being. I was sad to hear of his passing.
And I also love how, like, his attention to detail on those twisted tunes where he would make it a
point. Sounded exactly like it. Yeah.
That must have been a trip for you. You're like, oh, crap, this actually sounds like the David Bowie song.
Yeah, I mean, well, he had so many great musicians. Kelly Gray would yep, record with him. And, of course, I think several of the guys from Queensryche actually were some of Bob's musicians. But, you know, he had a fantastic studio. He did have that ear for it. And when you got in there to do your vocal track, it sounded like you were singing to the artist. It was really, really a special thing that he did. It was always exciting and fun.
We're talking with Kevin Martin of Candlebox and paying tribute to Bob Rivers this morning. Can you just paint a picture for us of what Bob's garage was like, just being in that space and just the overall vibe? Because I never got to go there. Steve, you never got to go there. But what was it like in Bob's garage?
It was a musician's studio, but he had so many trinkets and collectibles. It was a space that when you walked into it, it felt like you were in a world-class recording studio, which you were, but it was very comfortable. The green room was, you know, relaxing. It was always stocked with either Red Hook or, you know, I mean, you could always get a beer there if you wanted or anything else that you happen to want to drink. I mean, he made it really, really worthwhile. And I mean, and that's why those songs and everything he did came out the way they did. I mean, he put attention to detail on the, you know, not only the tracks that he did, but the studio you were working in. And it was an environment that made you want to be productive, I guess is the term that you would want to use for it, because you walked in there and you're like, let's get started, because it was inviting.
Kevin, thank you so much for sharing some of your Bob Rivers stories. I mean, getting to talk to somebody on the band side of things, from the music side of things, is really awesome, and we just appreciate it very much.
Oh, you're so welcome, and I'm thank you for including me, because I loved him. He was a great, great guy, and he will be missed terribly.
100% agree. Thank you so much, Kevin, man. This means a lot to us that you were able to join us.
Oh, you got it. Take care, guys.
See you.
Bye-bye. We got to get another Twisted Tune out.
We absolutely do. So Bob Rivers, we were talking with Kevin Martin about this song. It's called Space Station Oddity. Kevin Martin from Candlebox is singing on it. Wasn't credited, but that now we know for sure it was him on the vocals. So here's another great Twisted Tune from Bob Rivers. What a true icon in the Seattle radio world.
Roger that, Mayor. We're working on that problem right now. Please stand by for further instructions on the redocking procedure, however. Right, Mayor. What we have now is the situation with the oxygen supply. Could you hold your breath until further notice? Thank you.
The station Mir to ground control.
Hello.
Station Mir to anyone.
Yo, anybody out there? Hello?
Send a rescue ship and bring our asses home.
Yes.
Station Mir to ground control.
Yes.
Equipment broke down, engines gone. End this mission, or we'll all end up marooned. This is ground control to Station Mir. You guys are doing great, and we're sorry that you stained your underwear. So we'll try to send you out.
Two more sleeps until Stanwood's shortest St. Patrick's Day parade, Steve Miggs.
I got my costume, or my attire, sorry, that's a bad term, showed up via Amazon.com yesterday.
Okay, I'm really excited to know. Is it a secret? You're not going to tell me?
Let's just say I'm bringing a leprechaun with
you. Oh, boy. Well, the fun is going to kick off at 11 o'clock. We're going to be gathering at the Stanwood Hotel Saloon. And if you want to come dressed up, we would love to see you. We've been on a quest to find a grand marshal.
Yes.
Because, as you know, every parade must have a proper grand marshal. Otherwise, are you even a parade?
So our number one draft pick, who has still not yet responded, is Tyler Lockett. We sent a video message via social media, and he has yet to respond. I get it. He's busy. I hear he's talking to the Kansas City Chiefs. Maybe that might happen. But hopefully, once he gets this all figured out, he can get back to us.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I think there's a chance. But you might have recalled that the other day I asked my son Barrett about it, and he completely shot me down.
Do you want to be the grand marshal of our parade?
No!
Why not?
Until I'm 59.
Until you're 59?
Yeah.
Well, how old are you now?
5.
How many more years until you're 59?
I don't know. Like 60, I think.
So will you...
This sounds like an angry old man. I don't know. Yeah. Like 60 more years, I think.
And he's as good at me at math.
Yes.
So will you be our grand marshal in 54 years?
Yes.
What about on Saturday? What if I ask really nicely?
Still no.
And this is why he once said this.
I'm sick of you.
He is so sick of me all the time. I had to bribe him to even have these conversations.
I'm sick of you.
So then I tried again. I tried a different angle yesterday.
Okay.
Tried to sweeten the pot by including his grandpa, and this is how that went.
Hey, buddy.
What?
I have a question for you.
What?
Remember how we were talking about the parade that's going to be on Saturday, and it's Stanwood's shortest St. Patrick's Day parade?
Yeah.
And remember how we were talking about the fact that we need a grand marshal, somebody to lead the parade and walk in the parade first? Mm-hmm. And what did you say when I said that we wanted you to do the grand marshal?
No.
What about?
No. I like how you remember. Like, oh, we just had this conversation, Mom. I'm five, but I'm not stupid.
Was this deja vu?
No.
No. What about this? What if we got Papa to be a co-grand marshal with you?
So Papa's grandpa.
Yeah.
The national treasure.
The national treasure.
Your dad.
The best.
No.
And you and...
Wow!
You guys, I thought I had it. I really did.
I like how quick he's just like...
No.
I thought this is for sure the method that he will be okay with. And it, no.
Let's check one more time.
No.
And you and Papa together were the leaders of the parade.
Still no.
Wow.
He's like, are you hearing me, lady?
What part of no don't you understand? This is 2025, Tyron, the age of consent.
Oh, my God.
And here you are, keep bugging and bugging this poor kid who's probably trying to play with his excavator.
Yes, exactly. I'm such a jerk.
You are.
Do you think Papa should do it?
Yeah, and not me.
Oh. To reiterate, Mom.
I like how he's like, I'm already going to nip it in the bud. Yes to Grandpa, no to me.
Oh, really? You think Papa should be the Grand Marshal?
Yeah, and can I show you what show I want to watch?
What show do you want to watch?
Oh. Wow. So, I mean, from that, I have one thing I'd like to ask.
Oh, God.
What show did he end up watching?
It was probably Dino Trucks or some weird YouTube video of excavators being played with by kids.
No.
That's how I had to bribe him to even have this conversation with Promise a Show, you guys.
Didn't work out for you.
Didn't work out. We don't have a grand marshal, and Barrett is so sick of me.
People have been texting also saying, hey, John Ryan and Sarah Colonna are in town. Maybe you should reach out to them to be the grand marshal. They're always up for a fun time. I'll send them a text.
Okay.
And we'll see if John Ryan might be... I'll shoot him a message and see if the two of them want to come swing by. Because I know they're in Everett Friday night.
Tomorrow night.
That's right, at the historic Everett Theater for a comedy show with Sarah Colonna. And then they're in Enumclaw, so that might screw things up on Saturday.
Well, one can only hope.
All right, we'll try.
All right. Rockaholics, how would you like a shot at beating Steve this morning?
No.
He has a current record of 70 wins, 38 losses, and 19 ties in 2025. 206-803-ROCK. We will play Beat Migs at 6:50.
The Daily Migs Show. The
Daily Migs Show. Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.